From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. A record number of Georgians are eligible to vote in next month's presidential primary. GPB's Stephen Fowler has more.
Monday was the deadline to get registered. The state says at least 7.2 million people are eligible to vote in the March 24th election. That's up a million from the 2016 presidential primary and 300,000 higher than the 2018 governor's race. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says more Georgians are interested in casting their ballots.
And that's why we've been telling the counties that, you know, please expect 2 million people to be voting for the presidential primary, over 5 million people to vote in the fall.
Another thing to watch is how the state's new ballot marking device voting machines fare. Early voting begins Monday, the first statewide test for the $104 million system. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A bill advancing at the state capitol would allow patients to compare prices for a medical procedure, get an estimate of their out-of-pocket costs, and assess the quality of doctors. The state Senate voted 51-1 on Tuesday in favor of the Georgia Right to Shop Act. The bill would require health insurers to disclose what doctors in their network have accepted as payment for a medical procedure within the previous year. Supporters say it would allow informed patients to find quality services at the lowest cost. The University of Georgia has officially named its College of Education after the university's first African-American graduate. WUGA's Alexia Ridley attended the event in Athens yesterday.
Today is an historic occasion.
UGA President Jerry Moorhead led the ceremony officially naming the College of Education in honor of Mary Frances Early, the school's first African-American graduate. The 83-year-old former educator was there and seemed a bit overwhelmed by the proceedings.
I can't really tell you how I feel because this has been a wonderful, magical time for me.
Early graduated in 1962 with a master's degree in music education. For GPB News, I'm Alexia Ridley in Athens.
For more news and updates, go to our website, gpbnews.org. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting.